It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is. And our guest for this week. Why am I blanking on your name? Come here.
Oh, I'm Kirsten. Hi,
Kirsten Warner.
Warner.
Yeah, no, I don't know why I was blanking on that. I've got this little script here and I am blanking on it. You perform as a musician in Bernie Griffin and the Thin Men, who are going to be playing the King's Arms alongside plenty of bands on New Year's Eve. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. I'm pleased to be here. I think it's a sign from God.
Oh, yes. And we just heard the Gunslinger's Ball ad,
yeah,
which is very
flash.
Funny. Yeah, it was quite nice. Like, I want to find out who wrote that one so we can have a little chat about it. What's this first song that we're going to talk about that you've chosen to play for us?
Oh, look, it was so simple assembling this. I thought I'll go with the women because, you know, the women need to be played. Nina Simone is like the first album I might have ever been loaned. I don't know if I ever owned it. And there's a tune from 1965. And I think it was a combination of politics and music. She was really involved in the civil rights movement. She was a black woman. It was sort of blues, gospel, jazz.
It's also a great song.
Oh, it's a great song. Yeah. What did I choose?
You chose I Put a Spell on You.
I did. And she'd already been recording since, you know, 1958 or something. So it wasn't her first album, but it was the first album I remember. In my sort of modern music.
Well, I've
life.
Listened to quite a bit of Nina Simone, but not individual tracks like this. I've more just gone like through the discography and just gone through it. And I think artists like that, it's always fun when you can just dive into it because there's such a big back catalogue.
I cannot believe how much an artist can perform. It's like they just have this open channel. I wish, you know, someone would have opened mine a bit earlier.
Well, how did you pick out this track from such a big Nina Simone?
Because I remember that album. I was a teenager and it was that particular album. I can picture the cover. You know, there's her profile. It's a sort of golden colour. And I went, oh, there it is. So it's quite, you know, it's built into every bit of me, I think. And that voice of hers and the fact that she played the piano so well. And I was struggling along on the classical guitar. I wanted to be a folk singer, but my parents sent me to classical, you know.
Yeah. So, because it's not necessarily the same kind of music as what you do with Bernie Griffin and the Thin Men.
No, but all those influences are there. I mean, Bernie Griffin is the host of Border Radio, which is here on BFM on Sunday nights, and it's American roots music, and, you know, all our modern music comes from there. Bernie and I teach singing to, you know, 40 or 50 recovering addicts at a treatment centre once a week. And, you know, we tell them about where their hip-hop music comes from and their roots, reggae and everything that they like. It comes from black folks and country music and folk.
Well, that's really awesome. It's cool to hear that you tell us a little bit about that training. What do you do?
Oh, we go in once a week and just run a sound group singing with the people in the treatment centre. And, you know, because singing is such takes them out of themselves. They can move on and find joy and start again in their day. And it connects them up, you know, mind, body, heart and soul.
Have you played some of the songs that you're going to play for us today? Have you played music like that to them?
Yeah, we really open their minds, you know.
Do they like it?
They love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's their best group.
That's really good. We'll give it a listen.
Cool.
This one is Nina Simone, I Put a Spell on You. And we've got a few more after this as well.
Lovely.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. Stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. Put a spell on you.
a spell on you, because I'm a bandy, I'm better than
that was great. That was so nice. It was a great one. It was nice, a short one from Nina Simone. This next one, Big Brother and the Holding Company. Tell us a bit about why you chose this one for us.
Oh, that's Janis Joplin. She was the lead singer at that stage. And, you know, I've come to music older. I'm a writer in my other life. And, you know, music was just like this thing that followed me through my life, and there were these bombshells that hit, you know, like when Patti Smith released Horses, or when Janis Joplin hit the scene, and she was so young. She died at 27. And this is the psychedelia of, you know, 1968 or something, I think she released this. And
yeah, 68 rings a bell.
And so, you know, this was the big San Francisco Monterey Music Festival, and Janis was just so wild. And it was sex, drugs, rock and roll. You know,
core.
Put them all together, I thought, that's it. That's everything I choose around music is sex, drugs and rock and roll.
Oh, it's all, like, there's a lot of musicians out there that is like influences from that, well, and core, and like only that.
Oh, well. I mean, there's thought and there's, you know, lyrics, and you know, there's lots of other things, but Janis has got the really distinctive voice, and
so was this before, like, because I know Janis Joplin has some solo stuff here and there as well. Like, was this before that kind of took off or anything like that?
Well, she had other bands, and I think she had the Full Tilt Boogie was another one of her bands, and Cheap Thrills was one of her great records. I think this is off Cheap Thrills, so it's still Big Brother and the Holding Company. Okay.
Yeah.
No, she could perform, like Me and Bobby McGee, you know, that Kris Kristofferson song, which is the beginning of the, you know, you can hear country and folk in there. Kris Kristofferson was a folk artist. Country folk, and she was covering his song, Me and Bobby McGee. So that's the kind of solo singing that you can you're identifying with. But she went hard out with a band, and she just took her voice all over the place.
It was really impressive. Should we give it a listen?
Thank you.
This one's Turtle Blues by Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Mean woman, I don't mean no one.
That was lovely. We were just discussing how awesome that Cheap Thrills cover is. Who was the artist that you were?
I think that's Robert Crumb, who was the great iconic album cover artist of the 1960s and 70s. Still, I'm pretty sure he's still working. He's really, it exploded all of the ideas about art and cartooning and record covers. So yeah, have a look at that one.
I definitely will. This next one, Lucinda Williams, the track Essence. How'd you pick this one out?
It's just so primary when I think of, you know, the tracks of my life. With Essence, I saw Lucinda Williams come here in 1989 at the Glue Pot Hotel. Mm. It was her first trip to New Zealand. She was like this skinny, kind of druggy woman with the only thing that really moved with her eyes. She was like a lizard or a snake. She was incredible. And I suppose with Lucinda Williams, I'm starting to listen now to a different kind of music. You know, I've gone through, I mean, all the music of my life has been, you know, punk and soul and funk and, you know.
And this kind of drifts a bit from that?
Yeah, it's starting to be singer-songwriter music. I'd been listening to Paul Kelly. And then we were in partnership with Real Groovy Records and bringing in artists like, you know, Townes Van Zandt and some of the really iconic country artists who played at the Glue Pot. And suddenly it wasn't like country and western, which I loathed. That sort of straight, ugly stuff. And it was a really alternative music that was singer-songwriter-based. Lucinda's bands are not, although they're immaculate, they're not it. She's it. She is the woman. You know, she writes. She's prolific. She's a great performer. She plays guitar. She arranges the music.
It's her project, right? They don't write as a band or anything like that. It's all her and she brings it.
I don't think so. I think she knows exactly what she wants. Her father was a poetry professor. Although she's got this kind of strong East Texas drawl, she's highly literate. One of her latest albums is her father's poetry.
Mm.
And it's raw. It is. She talks about things in such a simple, raw way. And again, you know, it's... Oh, well, you'll hear what this one is about. Mm. You've got to decide whether it's about sex or drugs.
Okay.
You could choose.
I'll let you know. So this one is Lucinda Williams with Essence. When did this one come out, sorry?
I think it's 2001.
Oh, nice. Let us know what you think. Text through to 53395.
Say
Lucinda Williams. That was quite nice. And I think you asked me beforehand whether I think it was influenced from drugs or sex. And my guess is that it's drugs.
Yes. Well, do we have any texts? Did we get any voters?
Let me give it a think.
Yeah, it's kind of both. But
I would guess both. And I think maybe the idea that it could be either is good as well. Like, no, you don't really know, and that's kind of part of it.
Of great songwriting is that it's got different levels happening, and it could be read as both. But that's what I love about her. She's someone just rang and said their uncle saw Janis Joplin live and it changed his life, but it was because she came from the dark edge. I suppose Lucinda comes from the dark edge too.
Yeah, and what about this next one? I'm not even gonna, so dark. Is it Elin Jewell. Sweet Rose is from the album Sea of Tears.
It is a murder ballad, so I suppose it is a little dark.
Yeah, it's the same kind of...
No, she's a country rockabilly swing girl. Okay. She's the queen of it, I think. These are my top current women artists, and there's other great artists, of course, but she's one of them. When I first started singing, which was only like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, I had to learn to sing and I had to learn to play the guitar if I wasn't going to just be a woman hanging around on the edges, watching and not even thinking take, I
you
could
want to take
do
the,
it.
Take the lead.
I wanted to just step in and take part. I'm starting to be able to. With Bernie Griffin, it's a bit hard. I might be singing, but they're looking at him.
Well, it's because he's so good.
It's bloody true. And we haven't talked about our lineup, but we've got a good lineup on New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
and
no,
Mr. Bernie Griffin will be there. But, I mean, I'm singing half the songs now, and that's a huge achievement, starting really late in life like I have. And to learn to sing, I learnt from songs like this one, Sweet Rose by Elin Jewell. And I learned how to play it on the guitar, and I learned how to sing it, not badly. And we've become friends with Elin Jewell and her husband, Jason Beek, who is the drummer in this band. And I contacted them online to get one of the lines from the song, and then they've been here. We've supported them twice, I think, in New Zealand before they played.
Oh, that's awesome.
Last time they brought their little girl to dinner at our place, and she's hearing impaired. And, you know, we've got to know them as a family. They live in Boise, Idaho, because they can't afford Boston prices. So,
kind of like,
you know, she's one of my top girls.
Yeah, well, it's nice that you've got, like, a good relationship with someone that you like so much as a musician as well, which is real cool. We'll have a chat about New Year's Eve. So you're playing at the Kings. That's going to be the last New Year's Eve gig at the King's Arms.
Finally, we've been doing the last ever for about 3 years.
It kind of does feel like it's been a long time coming, but I mean, like, now that we're actually getting there, it's a bit sad.
I think it's really sad. Yeah. I've been, you know, posting stuff about the gig and looking at the history through photos, and just such a huge amount has happened there.
I know. We were there on Friday.
Huge.
For the BFM Christmas party.
That's right.
And it was just like, we was there watching these great bands that are probably only going to, like, there were some of them there that were only going to get to play there once. Like,
you
there's
know,
their first gig there.
And everyone wanted to say, oh, I played at the King's Arms last night. It's one of those phrases you want to be able to say.
Yeah, because it's so good. And I love the outdoor area as well.
It's a great pub. There's only, like, the Empire left of the inner city pubs with a garden bar.
Yeah, of course.
And very few of, I mean, that's a wooden pub from the 1880s, I suppose. And it's sad to see it go, but life moves on. It's like K Road changes.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's going to be a nice farewell. Like, it's got a good lineup of artists there. They're going to be playing on New Year's Eve, which is going to be a big night, and it's going to be the last New Year's Eve at the King's Arms. We've got Bernie Griffin and the Thin Men, and we've got Dirty Murder. Who else is there? Lois Fidelity, Galveston, Tony Daunt and the Dauntless.
Kendall Elise.
Kendall Elise, and what's that
oh,
one?
Oh, Show
on
Me side? Where It Hurts.
Yeah.
You know who that is, don't you?
Yeah, no, we were just having a discussion about it before. It was the guy that does that Fuck Nichols, Cock and Piss ones. His name's Josh, but I can't remember what his last name is.
Yeah, it's Josh Hetherington, the great voice of BFM.
I know. Well, we've asked that question so many times, and I think a lot of people can't remember who it was, so it's good to know. It'll be very funny, and we'll mention it next time it plays.
Yeah, I think that's hilarious. He's been outed.
Now you can see him on New Year's Eve, and you can talk to him about it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that'd be good. Are you excited for the show?
Oh, I am, because it's a massive experience. We've done lots and lots of shows there, put them on. We've had lots of Gunslingers Balls and Southern Fried Sundays, and these, we used to have, we called it the High Rollers Extravaganza, New Year's Eve shows. I mean, countless bands we would have put on there, 80 or 100, you know, like, really.
So many,
some of them repeats. This one's a really strong lineup and a good community.
Yeah.
Strangely, you have waves in music, and we had a wave of artists that all knew each other and played together, and now we seem to have another one, which is a kind of...
A good group of people.
Good group of people who know each other and support each other.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a very, like, nice and nostalgic for everyone. And if you want to go along, all you have to do is head to Under the Radar is where you get your tickets from. How much are they?
I think that's a very difficult question.
I think I've got the information right here.
What I'm going to say is do buy them, because unusually we have sold a lot of tickets already. I mean, that's unusual for this time of year.
Well, because it's such a good New Year's event. And people, like Wonder Garden, people don't really want to leave Auckland, because it's like nice to just...
It's a really nice time in Auckland.
To just spend a nice night at the King's Arms. Tickets are $25, I've just found out.
Okay.
So let's play that Elin Jewell track, Sweet Rose. It's the last one that we've got for her. Thanks very much for coming up today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Where'd you go last night with a rose in your hand? You were quite a sight in the road, I understand. Did you go see someone I know? Is she pretty? Do you think so? You didn't see who watched your way. You've no idea, do you, what you'll say? Say you'll be mine. Tell me one more lie, one last time, before you say goodbye.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.